Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the Wrestle Talk Podcast. I am Ollie Davis, and I'm joined in person, in the flesh, in the big, beautiful, lukewarm Luke Owen.
Hello, Swaff Nation, and a hello to you in person, Ollie Davis.
Oh, this is weird.
How the devil are you?
This is weird.
I know. Also, now we can kind of talk over each other, and it doesn't get like...
It's okay, yeah.
And it doesn't get audio crackles or anything.
We can do all the stuff. We can always be talking.
Actually...
Just keep talking.
And actually now, the audience will love it, because we're talking over each other. It's the exciting bit.
We can sing.
We can. We did a little bit of that yesterday on the 50K celebration stream. Did a little bit of singing together.
Bit of Judas.
Which is not a... Well, it is a good song, but its lyrics are cack. Do you want to start now?
Sorry, Matt. Internet's a bit bad.
I see what you're doing. It's very good. It's very good. This is your first time doing anything in this room since March of 2020. How does that feel?
It feels exactly the same. Like, weirdly, it isn't much of a shock. You said this last week. You're like, it just feels like normal again. My main overriding emotion is fatigue after yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's exhausting sitting down and being on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was 13 hours we were doing the 50K celebration stream for. 13 hours. It's a long time to be watching wrestling. Four shows which are borderline all the same.
Yes. But it was fascinating to see people, you know, the jump in their gimmicks from year to year.
Yeah.
Or maybe completely different gimmicks.
Or sort of a lack of, like, still being pushed.
Yeah.
But man, there is nothing different about you, is there? Like, really, what was the difference between the test that was teaming with D'Lo Brown, the test that was with Albert, and the test that was facing Eddie Guerrero?
Whereas Paul Buchanan, I feel like he genuinely reinvents himself all those times.
I mean, the two Rangers that we got to see him. Yeah, what a hero that he was.
This is odd.
What, talking to you?
Yeah, like, I'm used to talking to my own face.
Yeah, were you one of those people? Because I was very guilty of this.
I think everyone was,
Of, like, you sort of just look at yourself, really, rather than looking at the other person's camera.
Yeah. I would, or Laurie's background. You know, because Laurie's got a beautiful background, even for the morning calls.
Yeah.
Puts a lot of effort into that bookshelf and stuff.
Well, he doesn't put a lot of effort in. His partner puts all that
effort in. No, that's Laurie.
No, it's not.
That's all Laurie.
It's not, no, because Laurie told me it was all Laura.
No, he's just saying that to be cool.
Oh, is that because just to his D&D nerd friends?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, no, this isn't me, it's all boys. No.
Just wake up like this.
If it was just me, there'd just be beer cans, wouldn't there? That's all it'd be.
Stacked up.
Yeah.
And I'll throw the cat at it.
I didn't realise that was all Laurie, actually.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Now you're making me doubt myself.
Yeah, well, I think he might have told you that because he wants you to think that he's cool.
he's adapting to the coolness. I wonder what he's told Adam.
That's such a good question.
Or, like, to Pete. He's probably like, to Pete, I just wanted all my D&D stuff up there.
Yeah.
But I'm only allowed to put on these board games.
Yeah, exactly. And Pete's just like, yeah, that's cool. You're my hero.
With Andy, though, he's still like, F off.
Why are you talking to me? Well, we can talk a little bit more after this Raw review. Here is the show.
Seth too. Rollins just jumped at me. It's because we're not used to being in the office.
So much space.
So like much room for activities and sponsorship from Beer 52. Go to beer52.com/wrestle and get 10 free craft beers. UK viewers only. So we're just testing.
Are you testing the mic?
Audio.
Oh, right. That's what you were doing. I was a bit confused at first. Because I think if, like, you know, every comic book is someone's first comic book, I was like, if this is like someone's first show, where they're like, hey, it's the week before SummerSlam, maybe I'll start getting into wrestling. I'm going to check out these WrestleTalk boys. And you're there going, Beer 52! And be like, is that what this show is? Killing Seth Rollins toys and then shouting about craft beer from Chicago?
And so good value! £5.95 for the postage and packaging, and you get 10. Not just 8, like the normal free offers, 10.
10 from us.
If you get that now, hopefully it will come in time for the weekend. You can have a drink along while we do the live reactions to Rampage.
Yes.
Live reactions to SummerSlam.
Indeed.
So much fun.
On that note, we will get into Raw in just a second. Thank you all who joined us for 50K Celebration Day yesterday, the streamabration that we had watching WrestleMania 14 through to X7. Mm-hmm. It was a very big, very busy day, 13-hour stream, and that was what you asked us to do to hit 50,000 subscribers, which you helped us do, and we did that stream. It was all a good time. We also set a stretch goal of also doing WrestleMania X8 along with that, because some people argued it's an Attitude Era show. It's not. So, but we hit that member goal. Problem was, it's just that 13 hours was a real long time to be watching and doing the stream, and we had to go home. So you all very generously said, go home. We'll do it another day.
Please stop.
So we said that we might do it today. I'm busy this evening.
We're not going to do that.
I can't do it today. So what we're going to do instead is
Wednesday.
Not Wednesday either.
We're not going to do it Wednesday.
Because we're doing two streams already on Wednesday.
That's Thursday.
But no, not on Thursday either.
Not on Thursday.
Not on Thursday. On Friday.
Friday it is!
Friday it is, when we're going to be doing live reactions to SmackDown and Rampage. We may sack SmackDown. We may sack SmackDown off and just watch WrestleMania X8 to lead into it. It will catch on. That will lead us into AEW Rampage with, possibly the debut of all... I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it.
Anyway, do you want to talk about Raw?
Really.
Thank you to John Foster for our brand new theme song. Let us know. Give us some pops in the chats for John Foster from the band's Tall,
who provided us
a brand new theme song. A legit Jam That Jam theme song for this show. Debuted it yesterday on the 50K stream. Crowd loved it. Mm-hmm. Crowd love it again. So thank you all for watching. Do you want to talk about Raw?
I guess we have to.
Don't we?
Well, it's SummerSlam on Saturday.
It is.
I'm so tired. And this is weird, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Being on the set?
I'm not getting used to talking to you and then to the viewers.
Oh!
Camera one.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now, because I've got like the live stream thing up here, and I saw you just like gazing over and seeing the live stream, the actual video portion of this, which we've also got up on that screen over there. And it is... It is weird. But in a good way.
I've become so accustomed, like creature of habit, for 16, 17 months yelling at myself and then looking at you while you talk.
Yeah.
But when I talk, I'm usually looking at me.
Yeah.
And then maybe I get bored while I'm talking and start checking my crypto.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm checking Ultra Chats. I'm checking what the live chat is doing, which is easy to do when you're chatting away, because I don't have to, I can look at you, but I can also pretend I'm not looking at you. It's much harder now, because if you're talking at me and I start looking over
here. You just look away.
And I just start looking. You're going to notice that.
What is the chat saying?
It's trippy. Glad you're back in the office. The boys are back in town. Mm-hmm. Depressing Raw. The greatest return wrestling this week. Oh, Adam wants an in-person staring contest. And then people love the Jam That Jam theme that we've got by John Foster. And nice. Such an amazing theme, said our moderator Rob. Yeah, there you go. That's what people are saying.
Feel like the return should have been more high energy. But I just feel
killed
exhausted.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And then you shout about beer. What more do you want?
I spunked early, didn't I?
like your first time.
I think I need this.
You're going for that now?
I need it. Isn't this how problems start? I just need a little juice to perform.
Yeah.
beer52.com/wrestle.
Don't you spunk early. beer52.com/wrestle. Get yourself 10 free cases of craft beer.
That's lovely. It's a noon whistle.
Oh, man. We can't really share glasses. Can't really share the cans now, can we?
It's not
really
fine now.
COVID compliant.
Well, you're
is
driving
it?
Home.
Well, there's also that, but I could have had a sip, I guess. I am driving home.
Oh, it's fizzy. Oh, it's like drinking tasty bubbles.
1,100 people watching this stream. Do you want to talk about Raw?
Yeah, right. So, we genuinely struggled to come up with a title for this episode because nothing of note happened. And you're like, well, you know, we could do Women's Division Sucks.
Yep.
We've done that
Done that a lot.
We could have done...
Oh, the Eva Marie, Lily, Alexa stuff's rubbish.
That's rubbish.
Done that, though.
We've done that a lot.
Yeah, done that a lot.
And then we were like, okay, well, we could do RK-Bro together, like, they're together. Like, yeah, I guess that is the only thing that progressed on this episode. But really, it's a conclusion we all reached at the end of last week's episode.
Yeah, but I thought this was quite a nice conclusion to this story. I think, like, Randy Orton, you know, finally accepting Riddle in the segment after his match with Omos was, I thought it was quite lovely, actually. I mean, I titled this video, you just suggested we called it RK-Bro Finally Together, but I'm a bit more of a creative man, so yeah. I called it RK-Bro
Shock!
Finally.
Shock Team Reunite! Arrow.
Arrow.
Arrow. Arrow.
Circle.
Arrow.
Circle.
Arrow.
And I called it. And it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a bit of a wonderful thing. It was the one moment on this show where I was like, that's quite nice. That's quite nice. I enjoyed that.
I didn't care for it. Let's go through what happened. Yeah. So the show opened up again with Randy Orton. And I legit watched my Raw review last week on the WrestleTalk News today to be like, can I just put this in as a joke? And like 2 minutes in, I'll go, ha-ha! That was last week's Raw review, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's such a repetitive show. But no, it's like, it's too much like, Randy Orton's back, he's just returned.
Oh,
so I couldn't do that. But it really, like the whole template of this episode, and I'd argue this storyline, we got this last week. I feel like I'm a bit like out of step with everyone because the RK-Bro stuff I think has really gone off the boil. I don't think it's narratively satisfying.
I think that's because Randy went away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but this as well is no good. Compare like last week and this week to how steadily they were building it before with the New Day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, he might hit his finisher. Oh, he did his taunt. That's all it was. And now we've had like, I've RKO'd you. You're my friend. I respect you.
I agree with you. I think that this has massively gone off the boil. I think Randy going away for like the 4 weeks, it felt like he was...
Seven.
Is it 7 weeks?
7 weeks.
That, I think, is why it doesn't feel quite as special as it once did.
The length of one headlock.
Oh, yeah?
7 weeks.
Yeah. The length of one WrestleMania.
Because
it was like, yeah, like that was 7 weeks. Because that was 7 weeks of Matt Riddle doing promos where he's like, bro, Randy, cursing through my veins, bro, KP, hey, AJ.
KP.
Yeah, he's like, you know, doing promos on Riddle and on AJ and Omos to set up their SummerSlam match.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no Orton there. So it was just Riddle oftentimes losing.
Yeah.
But I do think that the moment at the end when they shook hands and they hugged and they celebrated. And
allegedly.
Like, and well, allegedly, yeah. And when you know, Riddle said to AJ and Omos, "Hey, we're challenging you for the tag team titles at SummerSlam." The crowd went kind of like the crowd really lapped it up, and
Marks.
The crowd didn't lap up a lot of things on this show.
No. This was it was definitely successful, which is why I feel annoyed at everyone that I had a different reaction to it.
Yeah, fair.
So just to recap what happened, play by play. Opening segment is Randy Orton coming out. He's like, he's saying, no, he's not with Riddle. RK-Bro isn't a thing, even though we all thought that RKO last week was him being like, I love you, Matt Riddle. You're my brother.
Well, I didn't think Nugget. It was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were right.
Thank you.
So, and then quite expertly, he goes, 3 most destructive letters, RK, and then Riddle's entrance music hit.
So,
can you do it?
Well, bro.
That's
good. So I thought this, right? I even wrote in my notes, oh, wow, that was cool. I remember the bro thing. I was listening to the Fightful review. Apparently they did it last week as well. They did the same spot last week and I thought it was really good then. I was like, oh, man, I completely forgot it was last week. Because when I started this episode, I saw that it had a recap at the start of the story. So I was like, cool, well, I'm going to skip through this then, because I know what happened. I reviewed it and everything. And it opened with Randy Orton's music hitting, Randy Orton making his entrance, and the snake thing, like the snake AR thing, right? So I then skip forward 3.5 minutes, the opening recap video. Skip forward 3.5 minutes. Yeah. What happens? Randy Orton's music is, Randy Orton makes his entrance, and the snake thing comes up. I was like, I literally saw this.
Yeah.
I've literally skipped ahead to the same thing. I'm not sure if this is a video that's just repeating itself.
It's like, it's an infinite regret when the two mirrors are put next to each other.
Yeah.
So Riddle comes out. He says that he knows why Randy RKO'd him. It was to teach him a lesson. But, you know, I'm with you now. And Randy's like, no, stop it. Go away. We're not a thing. And then AJ and Amos come out. Yuck, yuck, yuck. We're heels. Somehow this sets up Riddle versus AJ.
Yeah, so they announced that Randy was having a match with Amos. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Randy's getting ready for it. Because I thought that was coming up first. Because they were saying, like, well, Randy's facing Amos. And then in all of the melee, they announced AJ versus Riddle. And that actually took place first.
Yeah, that happened next. Orton left him, but he seemed conflicted doing so. So Riddle's all alone. They have a match. It was kind of like AJ and Randy Orton's match last week.
Yeah.
Where it was, hey, this is...
It's good stuff.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near the level. Like, I thought the wrestling on this show overall was so uninspiring.
Well, that's because, Ollie, you've seen it 1,000 times before.
I've seen Riddle versus AJ. Why have I?
You have. They've done it multiple times this year. And they did it on SmackDown last year a lot as well.
They need to do a bit where Randy's saying RK and then Riddle's entrance music hits.
Yeah. And it goes, bro.
So they had a match, but the finish was so lame. Where Amos was just standing at ringside. That was enough to distract Riddle.
Well, he is tall.
And then AJ won.
Yeah, like, so he was going up as if, like, for the floating bro or something. Mm. And Amos literally stands there, and Riddle's like, whoa. Oh, I've been hit by a Styles Clash and I've lost. Didn't make Matt Riddle look good, who has lost a lot as of late.
Then he's, like, dejected, walking backstage, seemingly leaves the arena heartbroken because Orton left him. But we're going to talk about it. This is where Kevin Patrick... You've seen this?
No.
You've not seen it?
No. What is this?
Oh, damn it. Rich. Rich Goodyear.
Richie G.
Where are you? Can you share my news on the screen from today?
I think that's...
And go to, like, the 5-minute mark?
We should really have, like, Rich in, like, Discord or something. Because, like, usually we used to have the,
A little private chat
that we could do, which we don't have anymore.
What's happened is we're not just trying to do the show we used to do, are we?
No, we're trying to do the show that it's become.
We're trying to blend both shows together, and this is... Oh, nice thumbnail for this.
Thanks, mate.
Yay!
Yeah, I thought it was nice, right?
Rich?
I think we may have to move on because Rich isn't responding to us. I'm not even sure if Rich is watching.
I thought he was producing the show to make sure things happened okay.
Well, he's pushed us live. I think he's done.
And then he's just left.
Yeah, he's done his job now.
Well, I'll show you and nobody else.
Awesome. That is great content. Great audio content.
But first, we've got to sit through an advert.
Skip through these adverts. This is Back in the Office.
Yeah, people wanted the return of fans. It didn't make a difference. Okay. Skipping ahead.
Look at how cushy.
Okay, so look, here's me doing a crab dance. Yeah. So what happens? Riddle gets backstage and...
Excuse me,
right, so you see what he does?
he like crouches, walks in to make Riddle look taller.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
So he comes in. So Riddle, like Kevin Patrick
I'll be Matt Riddle.
Yeah, you're walking along with it.
I've got my scooter and I'm all sad.
Kevin Patrick is definitely an inch taller than Riddle. So what he does is he hops into shot like this. on a slight crouch.
It's like he's sort of like a...
Yeah.
Like a hop and step in.
Excuse me, Matt Riddle?
Rubbish.
So that is... The Crab Man. Oh, he's what? He's doing it. Now? Now what happens? I'm thoroughly confused. Is he just going to play the whole episode?
No, no, we're back now.
Well, we're learning. We're reformatting this on the fly.
Yeah. Have you got Discord open?
Yeah.
Oh, Rich, message us through Discord.
Tell us what we're doing wrong on Discord.
Anyway, so yeah, so that was... And he said to KP that he was sad. And that led into the match later on with Randy and Amos. This wasn't as good as Amos versus Riddle a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was even last week. I don't think it was as good.
Yeah, I don't think any of Amos's matches are good.
No, I enjoyed this one with Riddle. I thought Riddle made him look very good. But that's because Riddle is very good. Yeah. But this had an equally lame finish. I'd actually say this finish was lamer than the other finish.
They're in contention.
Yeah. So the finish to this was that Randy Orton gets thrown to the outside. And they're proper, like, you know, wanking over Amos as well. Like, oh my God, Corey Graves, like, he just threw him with one arm. It's so amazing. And then, like, Orton gets thrown out to the outside. And AJ just kicks him.
Yeah.
And the referee's like, oh, DQ.
I thought, well, okay, the referee, that's just like the referee's back was meant to be turned, but no.
No. Like, I thought Amos was distracting the referee, so AJ was attacking him on the outside. AJ literally just looked at him and was like, kick, DQ.
And it's not like Orton was about to get on top. Orton was being annihilated here.
Oh, yeah.
This was all Amos. Amos hadn't taken a bump. It went on for a few minutes of this. And yeah. So then they keep beating up Orton. What I thought would have been better is if Amos just unloaded on Randy and just kept on beating him up. I mean, I hate this finish, but it would have been far better than what they did, where they just like, no, DQ, you're too badass. Like, maybe he's putting him through tables, smash at the old barricade spot, stuff like that. You're hurting him too much. And that's what makes Riddle come down.
Yeah.
To save his bro.
Or like, and you could have done that spot 2 weeks ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, Matt Riddle comes out to see Randy Orton, and like Randy had done to him, he walks away. He's teaching him.
Oh, I like,
he's teaching him a lesson.
That's nice.
And that can be like, and then Randy next week has got to, you know, like, oh man. Maybe I was wrong. Mm. And that's how Spark is. As it happens, he just went, you need to mute your laptop as well there, bud. In the end, what happened was just Randy Orton was like, hey, when I RKO'd you last week, it was a sign of respect. Mm. Now I really emotion you and we're buds now. And we challenge you for the tag titles. And it was the best thing on the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that they're together. That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it. I just don't get why this is the moment that, like, what about that made Randy respect Riddle? You came to save me.
Yeah.
Even though respects people he can treat like crap.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
This is a very WWE way of booking friendship.
Oh, yeah. But also, maybe they want to make it different from the Mansoor Ali thing.
Don't care about changing things up.
Maybe they saw like us being like, isn't this the same story you're doing in the other thing? And they were like, oh, maybe they're right.
You're right. We've definitely got to preserve the Mansoor Ali relationship.
Yeah.
And not change that one.
No, we've got to change this one instead.
Right. Well, they're together again.
Yeah.
They're challenging for the tag titles at SummerSlam.
I think it's going to be a really good match.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. It's AJ, it's Randy, it's Riddle and Amos.
Well, he's so tall.
He's so tall.
He's so tall. As soon as he steps into the ring, the crowd's going to go like, bloody hell, he's tall.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What does the chat think? Mm-hmm. Of course, wrestletalk.com/support. Get your Ultra Chats in there. We'll read out every single one of them above $5. Not five Australian or Canadian buckaroos.
I've got no time for crap currency.
No.
Sterling, USD, maybe francs, but I will not have US. I will not have Australian dollars.
Yen, that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin.
Yep. Deutschmarks. I'll take those as well.
I don't know. Is this rich?
Ollie, what's going on? What's happened here? What's happening to this show?
Isn't it?
Why is your phone not in airplane mode?
I don't know, because we were using it to call Rich so much.
Well, my phone's on airplane mode.
I'll put on airplane mode.
Thank you very much. Jose Batista said, we should thank Orton for leaving for 2 months. We've gotten 8 similar combinations of Orton versus Amos, Styles versus Riddle, Styles versus Orton, Riddle versus Amos for 2 whole months. So at least this story has a decent build for SummerSlam. So Jose Batista, your argument there is that because Orton wasn't around for 2 months, this has had a better build.
I mean, I see what he's saying, because at least we haven't had the same stuff over and over and over again. I would have just preferred, you know, we've beaten the New Day. Let's start a feud with this tag team. You know, all the other tag teams they could have storylines with.
Viking Raiders. I'd also argue, Jose Batista, those aren't your only two options of just he goes away for 2 months or you have repetitive matches. There are other ways you could do it.
Alpaca Nation 87. Randy finally fully embraces Riddle, so he'll turn on him this Saturday. Also, has Nia Jax always done the butt-slapping, wiggling stuff? No, that was new.
That was a new gimmick.
Or did the creative see Rikishi on Peacock and go, let's bring that back?
Sean Ross Sapp on Fightful said, clearly someone backstage has discovered that butts are funny and has now given it to Nia Jax as her new gimmick.
Silent Suspect 00. It's so nice to see you guys back together. Much prefer this reunion than RK-Bro. I agree with Ollie. It was all a bit meh. Can we have a poll?
Can we do a poll? Mod Mother, can we do a poll, please?
Is the RK-Bro good? Is the RK-Bro storyline good? Or have you all settled? Because I think you're all guilty of settling. This was so much better.
I don't think there's two fair options. I think you just need to do this as binary as...
It's a bit loaded.
Is RK-Bro actually good? Yes and no.
Yeah, with your actually good. We'll do a few more of these before we get on for the full play-by-play. And I have a treat for everybody. Willie Singleton. Hi, guys. Watched Hell's Kitchen last night. I give it 4 out of 5. How was 1 out of 5 Raw? Oh, it's rubbish. I love Hell's Kitchen. Rangers Mayhem, I applaud you for putting yourself through more torture and watching Raw after the long stream. I decided to watch Invisible Monsters Serial Killers in America on A&E instead of Raw, since WWE Creative killed my interest in the product.
That's two back to back where people have said, I actually watched this thing instead.
Kaljin Liran? Just wanted to say thank you to Luke for his recommendation last week of the Born Sexy Yesterday video essay by Pop Culture Detective. I checked it out, found it fascinating, enlightening, and a far better use of my time than watching Raw. Thanks, Luke.
That's three on the bounce.
Anthony Velasquez, what a bad go-home show. I thought they would at least try giving it that's the last Raw before SummerSlam, but that's on me. I should have known they weren't going to try. The Guilty Hat, I've really been enjoying the Ali Mansoor story this past few weeks, but the ending of this match was a bit poor. Ali cheating to help him is good and makes their story interesting, but how do you tell me Mansoor didn't see the boots directly above him? We'll get on to that. But yes, that was a silly bit of interference. Bad finish, again.
I thought the Mansoor knew.
Yes, which makes it additionally problematic.
I disagree.
Austin Shoot going to SummerSlam. Thinking about making a sign, what do you think? Budget cuts? More like like a S word?
Yeah.
Bill Shizzle, right? Much love. What's your favourite match on the card? Mine's RK-Bro.
So one on our 50K stream yesterday, we were saying that potential new signs you could take is the Meaner Stream Posse, which was the nickname that we gave ourselves. Mm-hmm. Daddy's Little Girl.
And there was another one, wasn't there?
Ollie's Little Pete.
No. What was the funniest one?
What was the funniest one? Bring back Pete Gas?
Well, obviously. What was the funniest one?
Chat, help us out. What were we saying last night? It was such a long stream, I've forgotten what it was.
I'm actually really looking forward to Reigns versus Cena. Because I'm curious to see how Reigns approaches that match and his new character.
Oh, what match am I most looking forward to? Yeah, I think Reigns Cena. I think Reigns Cena.
And finally for now, actually I'll do two more. Matthew.
Oh! The ass bill.
The ass! The ass bill.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you. Matthew McFadden, the return to the studio is all fun and games until Ollie glitching and lagging in real life. Also, give me Reggie flipping over progressively larger cars every week until at WrestleMania, he high jumps over a double-decker bus for the 24/7 title.
Did you enjoy the Reggie thing?
I watched it with my lady partner.
What did she make of it? Is she on TikTok?
No, but she works in circus.
Oh.
So she's... I'm like, what do you think? Because he's a Cirque du Soleil performer and she knows plenty of them. And she said to me, well... he'll be used to working for a company that treats their performers like nothing. Because they're awful, apparently. Like,
Yeah,
they run them into the ground.
Yeah.
And don't pay them well. So, and then she saw him do the flips and she was like, if he is a Cirque du Soleil guy, acrobatic, like an acrobat, whatever it is, he can do far more impressive things than what you're seeing. And then he did the flip over the car and she was like, that's good. So that, yeah, that's okay. What she thought. Siv1Vor1993, I don't know about anyone else, but I feel like the Alexa Bliss versus Eva Marie match feels like a women's match from 2008 to 2013, a chance to use the bathroom.
I disagree, Survivor 1993. I think it feels like a match from the Thunderdome era.
Yeah, very sort of...
I'm expecting...
Cinematic.
Like, yeah, that's exactly it. Mm. Like, I'm expecting, you know, some Lily winking nonsense. I think I don't think it was 2008. I think it's almost, and this is going to sound like high praise, but I don't mean it as such. It's too good to be a match from 2008 to 2013. Like, it's too newsworthy. It's too more. There's too much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I think it's very Thunderdome era.
Right. So, Rich G, can you please pull up the clip? Monkeys in the back. Cue it up. This is my treat to everybody. But while that's happening, Luke, do a sponsor plug.
Beer52.com/wrestle. Most places, you can only get 8 free craft beer from Beer 52. But we're such good pals with them, and they love us so much that we're giving you 2 extra beers on top of those 8. So it's 10 craft beers for just the postage cost of £5.95. And we're not saying that we both believe in fate, but it's a Chicago-themed box. I mean, come on.
Okay, so me and Luke won't hear this clip. So I'm going to play you the... Still got the clip. Yes, I do. I'm going to play you the clip while everyone else... We'll find a far more seamless way to do this in the future. Roll the clip, Rich.
Ollie Davis. Hi, it's Jonathan Frakes, Commander Riker from Star Trek, The Next Generation, or perhaps more importantly, the host of Beyond Belief. Fact or fiction? Have you ever been part of a retribution? Have you ever seen a box-like structure? What is a dewdrop? Have your ancestors ever fought the Loch Ness Monster? Have you ever been attacked by a doll? I love WWE, but they do so many weird storylines. Fact or fiction? Well, only this time, it's true. Enjoy. Stay safe. Get the vax. I'm sure you have. Live long and prosper. Beyond belief. My name is Jonathan Frakes. Bye-bye.
What a guy! That's so good.
Yeah, I love that. Although it did very much strike me as a person who realized that he had done everything you asked him to within 40 seconds. I was like, I should really do it in minutes.
I'm vaccine.
Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. I'm Jonathan Frakes.
Because I wrote a line for him in there, like, I just wanted to explain to him what was happening. So I love WWE, but they do so many weird storylines sometimes. So that was like just as context for him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was just reading through the stuff I'd said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Matt, I love him.
So good.
I love him so much.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Frakes.
Yes. Support Frakes. Go over to his Cameo, I guess.
Yeah.
Is Frakes a draw? Did the viewership shoot up?
People seem to very much enjoy Jonathan Frakes. We seem to have less viewers now. But it was, you know, worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. Only £250.
Whoa! You could have given me a tenner to do that.
Yeah, but you're not Jonathan Frakes.
I could try.
Can you do a Frakes accent?
No.
Go on, you're good at accents.
It's the tallest man you've ever seen.
That's not bad for like a first go.
Yeah, you see?
Very impressive.
It only cost you $10.
The ass. I'm just going to get Cameo. Can people start getting cameos?
From people saying, the ass bill.
The ass bill. The ass. Right, let's review the rest of this show.
Can I talk you through my Raw story this morning?
Yeah.
So yesterday, folks, you'll probably be aware, we did our 50K celebration stream yesterday, watching the Attitude Era WrestleManias back to back and back in the office, back together again. Mm-hmm. And it was a long stream, 13 hours. Also, actually on that note, sorry that the last hour is missing.
We didn't know that was a thing.
We didn't know that YouTube has an upload limit for like replays of only 12 hours. There were people in the comments like of that video that have been pointing that to us. Apparently it's quite common knowledge, apart from people who do this for a living. So
learn something new every day.
Exactly. Every day is a school day. So the last hour is lost. Very sorry about that. It's also pretty much lost to time. Sorry. But anyway, so I was quite, you know, pretty tired. I got home about 1:30 in the end from my drive home from London. And I got into bed, you know, kissed my wife and this, that and the other. And she was a bit poorly. So I then woke up this morning at 6:30 to watch Raw, which is what I usually do. Mm. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a couple of extra hours in bed because I'm not a chump. I don't have to write a review for this to put it in front of a green screen. Not this guy. So I just had a quick check of Discord to see that you and Pete were active. You were. Put my phone down, rolled back over, a little spoon on the wife, and fell back asleep. Got up at 8 o'clock. Now, usually when I get up and watch Raw, I don't know if you know this about me, I don't like doing the news with you on a Tuesday. Because you ask me to get news stories while I'm watching Raw.
It's
and difficult. And I don't want to have things spoilt for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, because I have to go onto new sites and, like, you know, everyone's got, like, here is every single match that happens. Here's all the results. Here's all the spots.
WrestleTalk.com.
WrestleTalk.com. It's a great resource, particularly if you're looking for news. But I don't like to have things spoiled for me. So I feel like I'm a bit going grumpy about it and be like, oh, that's a bit annoying. That's why I also, when I get up, don't check Twitter. Don't look on YouTube or anything. I keep my phone on airplane mode, go downstairs, watch the show, and then I, you know, put the things back off airplane mode and check Twitter and everything. This morning, I literally just loaded up Twitter. Literally just laid in bed and I was like,
not excited.
I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I loaded up Twitter and I looked and I saw that Rhea Ripley lost. I saw that Goldberg and
Nikki lost as well.
Yeah, Nikki lost as well. I saw that Bobby Lashley and Goldberg had a boring face off. Saw that Riddle lost. And I just, and I looked and I was like, oh, and I saw that someone messaged that Damian Priest and Miz had a bloody match. Because a load of people sent me a message being like that. I said, oh, you're gonna love Raw. And I saw that there was just another chapter in the Ali Mansoor that was basically the same as the last couple of weeks. And I was like, I'm not even gonna go watch it now. So I went to my office and I got timestamps for yesterday's stream. For every
better use of time.
Every single match on yesterday's 50K celebration stream got the timestamp for it. So I went through all 13 hours of the footage to find the timestamps for it and everything.
But what about that WrestleMania X7 main event?
That's not there.
Ah.
Although, thankfully, it ends at the real main event, the gimmick battle royal. And then I went and had a cup of coffee and I had a bagel.
Yeah.
And eventually, I nearly went for a shower. And then eventually, I was like, oh, I need to watch Raw. So I sat down and I watched it and... And that's basically, that was my morning with this show. And actually knowing everything going in, wasn't like mad at Miz and Priest, wasn't mad at Nikki and Rhea losing, but I was just like, is what it is, I guess.
That's where we're at now. I think that's how we've treated this podcast as well. Neither of us want to do this.
No.
Also, we've had the poll results.
Ooh.
63%, which is a sizable margin. We're not talking Ollie versus Alex Queen in the ring margins.
That's more like Luke Owen versus Lee Salcedo.
Yes, RK-Bro is actually good. So there's 37% of you that are smart, cool kids. And that's not so much. Right, so we opened with that Randy Orton RK-Bro segment that we've spoken about. We got Crabman. Before Crabman happened, freaking poor Nikki... Almost a superhero, Nikki A.S.H., almost a superhero, made her entrance. And it's just standing there for an ad break and an interview crab segment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, poor, almost a superhero, Nikki, almost a superhero. She was standing in the ring doing her pose and everything, and someone held up a sign that said, not my superhero, with her logo with a big, like, cross through it and stuff. And, like, I love Nikki Cross.
Yes.
I think Nikki Cross is very good. She's very affable, and I actually quite enjoy her in this role. I think this character has a lot of potential, but good friggin' Lord. She does the same promo every week.
That's not good.
And it's the same thing. It's just like, I'm not sure whether I can do this, but then I put on this costume, and I believe that I can almost be a superhero. It's the same crap every single week, and it's like none of it ever gets over.
And it's not even almost. She decisively won. She was nowhere close to being a... Sorry, lost. She was nowhere close to being a superhero.
In this Rhea Ripley match.
Rhea Ripley, again, like the previous week and the matches with Charlotte, it is 100% the other person.
Yeah. With Charlotte Flair on commentary being like, oh, she's a bit crap, isn't she?
Triple Mania's Charlotte Flair.
Triple Mania.
Nikki, almost a superhero, lost... Rhea Ripley beat her clean in like 5-7 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And Nikki snapped afterwards, like, and beat up Charlotte. And then Rhea and Nikki beat up Charlotte together while Rhea's just doing the most obnoxious smirk. Like,
if I hadn't known the result that was coming up later, I would have written in my note to this point, well, at least Rhea got a win going into SummerSlam. Yeah. That's at least something good.
MVP spoke to Kevin Patrick. Don't worry, I've got all Kevin Patrick's interview spots in this. My friend, it was like, this is my friend's dance move that comes out once every 5 years.
Yeah.
The crab.
Yeah.
He used to look across
the... David Brent thing, right?
No. He does it properly. It's not... It's like, I can't, it's amazing.
Okay.
He just used to lock eyes with someone across the dance floor. And go. And because he's an attractive man, it wasn't creepy.
Yeah.
It was just like, Right, Drew McIntyre took on Veer and Shanky in a handicap match. So if Drew won, Veer and Shanky won't be at ringside for SummerSlam with the Jinder match. If Veer and Shanky won,
yep.
Drew wouldn't get to have a sword.
Drew McIntyre would not be allowed to stab Jinder Mahal.
Drew beat them easily.
Well,
easily.
Yeah.
Couple of minutes, both of them. And Jinder's just at the top. So now you've got a heel going up against... You know, I feel like you need to stack the odds in Jinder's favour.
Yeah.
Because no one believes that Drew's not going to win this.
If I was talking about the Thunderdome era. If this match was in the Thunderdome era, I'd be thinking to myself, they're going to do an angle where he stabs him. And they're going to do this sort of big cinematic cut away from him being stabbed by the sword. Like chopped in half or something. I genuinely thought this was a new match.
A handicap? Well, yeah.
It's not. This actually happened on the 2nd of August.
Two weeks ago.
I thought this was new. I was like, oh, okay, because he beat them both via DQ, or, you know, admittedly. Mm-hmm. And that's now led to a handicap match. Although at least that sort of makes sense. That's progression. Until I went onto cagematch.com and I was like, oh, no, wait. He had this match 2 weeks ago on this show. And it also went 3 minutes. And he won by DQ.
Do you want to hear my... Oh, yes, because Jinder just ran in. Yeah, I remember that. Do you want to hear my prediction?
What's that?
Well, Jinder's all alone at SummerSlam now. Mm. Great Khali.
You reckon? Bringing that back again, like the...
Just a one-off. Prison. It's a SummerSlam pop.
I mean, I would say, I think that Jinder is going to win this week.
No.
I think Jinder's winning to set up a Punjabi prison match at another pay-per-view.
Oh, God.
Well, it's not just going to... Like, as if Drew... I've caught myself saying this, but I'm going to finish the sentence anyway. If Drew wins, what's the point of continuing the feud? Don't worry, I caught myself. Of course they'll continue the feud, even if Drew does win. Steve Austin fell. But I think that, you know, if Jinder wins, at least you could do another match between these two. Also, like, Jinder kept saying, like, Jinder's promo he had with Veer and Shanky, not Sheer and Vanky, which is actually what I wrote in my notes first. Shanky and Veer, is that this is our last chance to get Drew's swords. Mm-hmm. And so Jinder's round at ringside while Drew is like being attacked by both of them. And then Drew wins. And then Drew goes to the side of the ring and grabs the sword. And I thought, why didn't Jinder just grab the sword?
He knows it's a replica.
Then why is he afraid of it?
It's still a sword.
it's
not the sword that his ancestors used to kill the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
So Drew cut a fun promo afterwards. I mean, he's fun. So good, he can sort of get the crowd into anything.
Yeah.
But no one's into this. People just like being fun with Drew.
Yeah.
We got the same Elias burning his guitar promo as last week. Then we got the debut edition of Moist TV. Hold it. I'm going to recap what it was first. So Miz TV, we're familiar with that format. This is John Morrison's wetter version. And you've got little paddling pools full of water, a couple of water pistols. And it's an interview segment. Miz is the first guest. Morrison is like, what's your favorite movie? And Miz is like, all the Marine films that I'm in. And Morrison says, why did you just stand up last week? I thought it was actually quite a cute way to transition from you are the heel, I'm your good friend, but you're a heel manipulating me.
Mm. I also think as well about what's your favorite movie thing has been done in a previous Miz TV segment. So it makes to give you the idea that we're just repeating content here. And then Morrison turns it around to be like, why did you fake the injury? Why did you lie to me? And like, there's so much of this that's good, right? Like that's...
I really like that.
Really good. And the dissension between Miz and Morrison is actually good. But it's friggin' Damian Priest.
Yes.
Who has been feuding with these lads since January.
He's not even feuding with them. He's feuding with Sheamus.
Yeah, but they're still feuding with him.
I don't know why Damian Priest felt the need to interrupt John Morrison's... I felt Morrison had this under control.
He very much did. Damian Priest made things not worse. Actually, he did make things worse.
Well, Miz starts to talk back to Damian Priest, and he reveals that he was cleared weeks ago. So Morrison's like, oh, right. So I was pushing you around on a wheelchair for nothing. I was concerned for you for nothing. And he's like, Miz, you should have a fight with Damian Priest right now. Miz gets pushed over into a paddling pool. And then Priest wins in like 3 minutes with a bro kick, if that.
Oh no, Miz is going to be dry soon. I don't know, man. Yeah, I'd like that he won with the bro kick while Sheamus was on commentary. Like, that was at least a nice touch. Because I'm quite in... Priest versus Sheamus is probably the match I'm most looking forward to. And I'd be looking forward to it more if I hadn't already seen Damian Priest beat Sheamus 2 weeks ago on Raw.
I thought it made Miz look really bad.
Well, I mean, are you trying to make Miz look good at this
point? Well, you know, he was the WWE champion in
February.
Miz and Morrison sort of patched it up backstage afterwards, but I think this is foreshadowing a split.
Yeah.
And the New Day were trying to sell their t-shirt in the background, which was funny. Remember when Kofi Kingston was challenging for the title?
Yeah, do you remember when people told us, oh, this is going to be the start of the big Kofi Kingston push? He's now back in the title picture. Yeah. And we argued, no, this is a filler feud until Goldberg comes back. And people told us that we were wrong.
That's what happened. We were right again.
Yeah.
Bliss was talking to Lily backstage. Doudrop comes in, tries to steal it, looks in its eyes, and then goes, ugh, and sort of runs away, gives the doll back to Bliss.
So they it's Bliss versus Eva Marie at SummerSlam. Mm. And they had a segment where Eva Marie told Doudrop to go and get that doll. And she said...
I missed that in time.
Did you really?
Yeah, I think I paid attention. I've not got any record of that segment.
Were you skipping recap segments?
No.
And then accidentally skipped?
I just watch
you
it all.
You don't skip
in...
the recap segments?
No, I just hey, watch you're, it all.
You can get, honestly, you can get through in about an hour and 20 yeah. minutes if you skip the recaps. But I there was a segment backstage where Eva Marie told Doudrop, go and get me that doll.
Yes.
But she also said, stop telling me the doll winked at you because no one believes you. I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. We all saw it happen, though. And, like, Eva Marie can literally just watch the TV back. Yes. And she'll see it happen. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I got the thumbnail image for last week's video from YouTube.
Tweet Doudrop. Tell her, because maybe she doesn't know. And then you could, hey, Doudrop, be nice about it. We're trying to help her.
Yeah.
Say, if you want to convince Eva Marie,
yeah. Okay.
Like, here's...
At Viper.
And timestamp it, I guess.
At Viper. Oh, she's not at Viper. What is she then? Is she Doudrop now? She is. Doudrop. She's double D. Doudrop. WWE. Hi... Doudrop.
After that, we got Mace versus Mansoor in sort of the latest iteration of Mansoor and Ali versus Mace and T-Bar. And after Ali was beaten last week, was he beaten last week? By T-Bar, Mace quickly tried to roll up Mansoor and Ali kicked Mace in the face and they rolled back and Mansoor got the pin to win. So the good guys cheated.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, Mace and T-Bar are a big bunch of bullies. And Ali was using some of his clever tactics that's got him so many wins over the last year to get a win here. Honestly, I don't mind this feud.
I thought the referee was looking right at her. At Ali, sorry.
Yeah, it probably was, but that doesn't matter. Mm. You know, I'm actually quite into the Mansoor Ali romance.
Yeah, I like them. Yeah.
I think Mansoor are so affable. I think that Ali is a really nice guy. It's just, I'm so sick of them having matches with Mace and T-Bar.
That's the problem.
That's the problem here. Like, this is now like week five of this or something, and I don't ever need to see it again. And that's not great, because I want to enjoy the act. So I've got here, hi Doudrop, hope you're well. Do you want us to tell Eva that she can watch Lily winking at you on YouTube? That would be concrete proof that she did. It's here, and I'll link her to YouTube.
Do you need to put a full stop in front of Doudrop so everyone sees it?
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, good idea.
Then we got Autumn versus Amos, we've already covered. Karrion Kross beat up Jeff Hardy in an interview segment beforehand. Not with the Crab Man, just with another interviewer. And Hardy was a little bit of injured coming down to the ring for their match, so Cross just cross jacket.
Yeah, Karrion, this is basically what should have happened on his debut.
Yeah. No one popped, though.
Why would you? Honestly, at this point, why would
it's
you?
He's beaten Jeff Hardy twice now.
Yeah, but he's also lost to Keith Lee and lost to Jeff Hardy. And who beat Keith Lee. And like, it's just... Yeah, his storyline is...
60-40 booking.
His storyline is, lost to Jeff Hardy, beat Keith Lee, lost to Keith Lee, beat Jeff Hardy, beat Jeff Hardy. And they're like, why isn't this guy getting over? It's like, gee, I wonder friggin' why. Because you're incapable of doing this properly. Also, I don't think you want to do this properly.
No. Eva's angry with Doudrop backstage for not getting the Lily doll. And I thought Doudrop was possessed here.
Oh, that's my prediction for the match, is that Lily possesses Doudrop and she costs Eva Marie the match.
Eva slapped her twice, like, get your head in the game, Doudrop. We got the pre-tape bit with Reggie. Reggie goes to a park and he's like, this was the park where as a kid, people had a hard childhood or whatever, and I learned how to flip here. I can flip. And while he's doing all this, quite remarkable, this is all in one take. It was a long promo. And... both Akira Tozawa and R-Truth are disguised. One as a tree, one as a bin, sort of walking up to him from behind him. And then he, you know, perfectly times the flip away, flips around, and then flips over a car and drives away. Which my lady partner thought wasn't flip-pressive enough.
It wasn't flip-pressive enough?
Only the flip at the end was good, she said.
Yeah, but we're easily pleased, Marks, because we like Young Bucks matches, so... Like, you know, I watched Dante
More
Martin.
Spots.
I wanted to watch Dante Martin on Dynamite last week, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So, yeah. I mean, you'd think I'd be a proper mark for Reggie and all that, but I don't... I think I have been conditioned not to like Reggie.
Yes. Also, I don't think he should be so cocky. It's very smarmy.
He's a bit of a prick about it, yeah.
Like, if he was like, oh my God.
It's like
and
an
it's
accident.
It's like an escape. Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah.
I don't like the Reggie character. Yeah. Hot take. So we got an extension of the Elias promo, where now he's laying his own gravestone. Mm.
So I didn't know this. I learned this from a famed Taylor Swift fan, Denise Salcedo. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are Taylor Swift references.
What?
Yeah, apparently like he's following along something that Taylor Swift has done in like music videos before she did a album called... I don't know. I Wear a Cardigan or whatever the album was called.
That's a good one.
And
won a Grammy.
Yeah, probably won four. A Grammy. It's from The Simpsons. it's like apparently there's lots of Taylor Swift references in all of this. All these are Taylor Swift references.
Huh?
Did she come back with a new character or something? Is that what Taylor Swift does?
I'm excited to see where this goes now. We got Rhea Ripley and Nikki Cross teaming with Charlotte Flair and a mystery partner.
Sorry, someone just said the Grammy community.
The Grammy community.
Sorry.
Now, similar to how I missed the Lily spot being set up, how was this match set
up? Oh, did you miss this? Okay, so Sonya...
Did I actually just miss a bit of the show?
You did, yeah, because Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce were in their office.
No, I did see this. And it just went over me.
Yeah, and they were, like, sort of arguing with each other about what to do because of the Charlotte Flair
because
thing.
They don't book a show until it actually happens.
Because it's the Muppet Show. And then Charlotte Flair sidesteps into shot, and they say to her, look, you've got two options. You can either wait until SummerSlam and get your revenge there, or we'll have a tag team match tonight. And Charlotte Flair went off in a huff and seemingly accepted the tag team match.
Her mystery tag team partner is... Ooh, is it Asuka? Where's Asuka been? I miss Asuka. It's Nia Jax. The crowd did not care. No pop here. I thought there was some... No, that was a... Sorry, crowd piped in noise. Shayna's showing watching backstage... Because they split.
They split up, yeah.
Yeah. This went a few minutes. The faces got nothing. Nia Jax ran wild. Did the Rikishi butt spot in the corner. Charlotte blind tagged herself in.
With hitting her butt.
Yeah. And then just hit the natural selection on Rhea Ripley and won.
So it's a real good job that we put over Nia Jax strong in this match as she's going to be part of the championship match this weekend. No, she's not. Why are we making Nia Jax look really good in this match to build a match to she's not a part of?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
This was a bad night for Nikki A.S.H. Almost a superhero, Nikki, almost a superhero.
A great night for Nia Ass, though.
Yeah, true.
Mickey Ash versus Nia Ass.
Yeah. Yeah, bad night for Nikki. Bad night for Rhea. She got like a big dominating win earlier on in the night. She was then made to look like an absolute chump just a few segments later. What? How? Mm. How can anyone write this down on paper and then be like, such good S-word. Nailed it. Should we get lunch? Because we're not going to beat this. We can't do any better than this.
Did you ever, when you submitted a essay for school 5 minutes past a deadline, were you ever, that was good? Or were you more like, oh my God, okay, it's done. Okay, I'm just going to have a big poo now.
I mean, I was actually a little bit of both for Fantasy Booking Warfare. Because I got it done so late in the day. I wrote it in like 20 minutes and then went and filmed it. And then I had to edit it because Laurie was off last week so that I could then show it to Adam later on. I didn't even, like, I actually finished the edit of that while we were having our Wednesday meeting. Mm-hmm. I just had everyone else muted just so I could get the video finished.
AJ cut a promo to, not Kevin Peterson, Kevin Patrick about Riddle. And then we got our main event of the evening, the big go-home angle for SummerSlam. Goldberg and Bobby Lashley had a face-to-face.
Holy heckins. Because these two have had some pretty fierce face-to-faces leading up to this match, right? Like, Sundberg got involved in the last one. So the week before, 5 days before SummerSlam, they must have had something massive planned for here. What happened?
Goldberg spoke about how he wants his son to see him do this because he can go back and he can watch YouTube videos.
Oh, that was the promo he did 5 years ago when he first came back.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying, like, son, you can go back and watch YouTube videos of you watching me from 5 years ago.
You took your top off.
Yeah, but now I want you. Now you are a 28-year-old man.
Seemingly.
I want you to watch me, yeah. Makes total sense. So Sundberg was in the front row.
Sure was.
For this segment only, with 15 other Sundbergs.
They were, yeah. They were all wearing football.
Yeah, they were American football jerseys. It's obviously his high school team.
Where were they today?
San Antonio.
So they were the San Antonio's Tonys.
They were the San Antonio Buckaroos. Meltzer went on a really... have you heard this? Have you listened to the...
No, I haven't actually listened to any Observer Radio for all over the weekend.
I love Meltzer. This comes from a place of love. But he got... Like, he started to say... When they're discussing this segment, he starts to go, why would Bill move there? And Brian Alvarez, Brian Alvarez just has this thing like, what? You know, like he's like, okay, we're going to talk about this. Like, what? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
and Meltzer just says, like, he used to live in San Diego, California. The weather's always nice. It's a really nice area. You've got good schools. Like, money isn't an issue. Like, he's got loads of money. Why would he move to Texas?
Texas, of all places. It's a butthole.
Like, it's, like, really hot in the summer. It's cut. It gets cold in the winter. It's really humid. I know. It's like, he can live wherever he wants, right?
Okay, right. Top five reasons why do you think Bill Goldberg moved to San Antonio?
Guns.
Yeah, okay, cool, guns.
Apparently Texas in general is becoming very nice. It's where a lot of sort of Silicon Valley people are relocating to.
Cool,
so gentrification.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
Monster trucks.
Monster trucks all over the state of Texas, yeah.
Driving more.
Driving more, yeah, absolutely.
Sundberg. Sundberg. Right, what's your thought?
Well, the San Antonio Buckaroos.
Yeah.
Great team. Pools.
Yeah, you get those in California.
No, they're pretty much exclusive to Texas, as far as I'm aware. There's only one star on the flag. Bradshaw's close by.
Yeah.
Exactly, you can just get him on the blower. I think he's still in Texas.
No, I think he lives in, like...
Texas, yeah.
No, an island somewhere. Island he owns, but...
Yeah, Texas Island.
Okay.
And McDonald's.
Him and Taker can... keep on trying to do the match right.
Yes, maybe that's the real reason. Yeah,
Saudi Arabia next year.
Yeah.
So Goldberg, it's like Goldberg cuts this promo that he cut 5 years ago about returning to WWE in the feud with Brock Lesnar. He said, "I'm doing this for you, boy, Sundberg, in the front row with all your Sundberg friends.
Appreciate what I'm doing."
And it's just like, what? Why is? How did this get through? You've done this prompt. This was the reason you came back the first time.
Vince doesn't remember. And Vince loves, because we've seen it with so many people over the last few years. I think Vince has become really sentimental in his old age about family.
Mm.
And because Kevin Owens, Kofi, there's all been these characters that have had these promos about being dads and being having children and wanting to be role models for your children. So he went to Goldberg and he's like, "Hey, pal. You go out there and you tell Sundberg that the reason why you're doing all this, pal, is for daddy's little girl." And you're doing it for this, that, and the other. Daddy's little son. And so that's why he did this promo. He's like, that's what's going to get people invested in you as a character. It's because you've got a kid and you love your kid.
I think Goldberg is responsible for this.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he's like, "I still love my son." And they're like, what's a new angle on this feud? Any ideas, Bill? He's like, "Well, love my son. I think he really genuinely loves his son.
Paycheck's pretty nice, but yes. I mean, real, Sundberg is number one. Money's pretty much number two. I think wrestling, maybe four.
It's down there.
Six-ish, maybe.
Sundberg is going to become a wrestler, right?
Oh, he is. Surely at this point now.
He's 16?
Credit to Sundberg. He did look very proud of his dad.
Yeah, it's nice to see. And
it's very lovely to see. It's very Apple. It doesn't make me excited for a match, but it's quite a nice thing. And I look forward to the day when we get Golden Sundberg versus the Mysterios.
Dominic. Mm. Wow. I mean, I would be really happy for the Goldberg-Sundberg thing if I hadn't already got this 5 years ago. Now I feel like Sundberg's been a bit demanding. Dad, wrestle for me again.
Yeah. It's like a Sweet 16 thing.
Yeah.
He's like, "My Sweet 16's coming up. I'm for my Sweet 16.
It's been a tough year at school with the coronavirus and pandemic.
The buckaroos aren't as good anymore." Yeah, and he was like, "For my Sweet 16, I want you to have a match with Bobby Lashley and dedicate it to me, and all of your promos talk about me as well. And if I'm not around, I want other wrestlers to be saying, 'Where's Sundberg?'"
Lashley has no time for your Sundberg. He just wants to say the word almighty, which he did a lot of.
Yeah.
Goldberg said bull S word. Goldberg speared him.
Yep.
That's your episode, folks. Tune in on Saturday.
Yep. Bad go home show this was.
Yeah.
3 out of 5?
I gave it 1.
Did you really?
I don't know. There's something in me that still thinks go home shows should
be
sell
good.
The paper,
should
right?
Be good.
And I don't know why, because every go home episode for 5 years in WWE has been far below expectations.
Oh, yeah, they've been quite bad.
But it still gets me. So I gave it 1 out of 5. I thought it was boring. I didn't even like the RK-Bro stuff that everybody else did.
2 out of 5. Same. I mean, it's the same show I got last week. Mm-hmm. Just was it slightly more boring? It wasn't as boring because I knew what was happening.
I felt like it was more boring.
Yeah, maybe.
It is the best time ever to become a Patreon.
Sure is.
I don't know if you've heard that. Mm. It is Wrestle League.
A pledge hammer.
Pledgehammer on Patreon.
There's never been a better time to
become a Patreon.
To become a Pledgehammer.
Wrestle League starts anew from SummerSlam. So if you want to get involved in the new season of Wrestle League, you need to sign up to Patreon before this Saturday.
Davis, what is Wrestle League?
Wrestle League is a fantasy predictions league.
Wow.
Where every single major wrestling pay-per-view, AEW, Impact, some New Japan ones, all the WWE ones, NXT.
Wow.
Everyone puts their predictions in for every show, and we've got a running leaderboard.
Wow.
From month to month. So this season runs from SummerSlam to Survivor Series.
That's a lot of pay-per-views in between
then. That's big. Yeah. And the prize this year...
Well, there's a prize.
Well, usually it's a little Wrestle League trophy.
The trophy, the trophy emoji trophy. Yeah, very coveted.
But this, I mean, we're still working on it. Might have a bigger one in store for the next season.
What do you mean?
So, you want to become a pledge hammer today. And if you become a pledge hammer for $25 a month or more, you can get a shout out on this very show. So thank you. Skyhawk V version 1.
No. The Venerable Jesse Venable.
All-Star Chuck Turner.
The Real Boss Matthew Robinson.
Probably better than Kyle O'Reilly.
Philip O'Reilly. I don't believe you. We're going on a Brian Huntley.
LL Cool J Pause.
Infinite Crisis, Chris Jenkins.
He made us these, Chris Jenkins.
Yeah.
Chris Hellfire Brimstone.
Always leave the crowd wanting Brian Moore.
Here comes the money, Fred Buckland.
And lastly, for this Hall of Fame class on August 17th, 2021, Robert Spencer. Period.
Thank you very much to all those wonderful Patreons and for everyone who has Ultra Chatted in. We've got a bunch to get through. Danny G, does anyone actually look forward to Raw anymore? I'd love to see a poll as I'm genuinely interested. I just can't put myself through it now. I'm at the Buddy Murphy stage. I just get the recap from, I want to say WrestleTalk. the answer is no. Yeah. Nobody looks forward to Raw. Scott Peden, my cable box decided to crap out last night. I had to watch Raw with no audio. Still didn't make it watchable TV. RK-Bro is the best thing on the show. Alpaca Nation 87. Know why it's okay that the good guys cheated to win against Mace? Because who cares about this feud? Now that WWE is pairing Jax up with other people, how long until Baszler is released? Or will this be the jaded former teammate feud? Like
this company. I think it'll be the latter of the two. Having said that, maybe, I mean, that's why Mercedes Martinez was released, is because Vince went down there, saw her, and was like, can't put you on WrestleMania, so off you pop. Maybe, and he's clearly never seen anything in Shayna Baszler, so maybe that. I'm not going to speculate.
Now she's not with Nia Jax. Yeah. I can't see anything on the main roster for her.
Yeah.
Zachary Jenkins. Guys, it finally happened. This is the Raw that broke me. Rematchamania. Women's champion is a joke. Goldberg taking the spotlight. Priest stuck in limbo. I love RK-Bro and New Day, but that's it. Jam that jam. Insert name here. Raw sucked. 3 asterisks.
Ass.
Oh, ass. RK-Bro is kind of lame. The Nikki ass Charlotte Rhea Ripley build has been horribly booked. Drew McIntyre isn't going to stab Jinder at SummerSlam, so who cares about that stipulation? And Oldberg can't even hit a proper spear. SMB realized a part of the Cena promo on SmackDown when he says to Roman, you're just a trivia question to who did John Cena beat to get his 17th title. He said the exact same thing in a promo in their first feud for his 16th title. The show was bad, but was meh boring. That one guy I know. Do you think there is a chance of Cena winning the title? With Ric Flair leaving, being let go, I can see Vince being petty enough to have Cena win so he has the most title wins.
I agree with you, that one guy you know, but it's not this match. Like, now is not the time to be beating Roman.
Yeah. He, like, as much as Vince wants to get one over on Ric, his love for Roman, I think, tops that. Mm. The Guilty Hat. Feel like we're looking at different Sundbergs on this show. He looks super bored from where I'm sitting. Like his dad keeps... he's a teenager. Like his dad keeps dragging him along because he's worried they're not as close as they were when he was a kid. Sundberg wants to be out with his friends. Oh, no.
Oh, that's actually quite a sad story. I mean, I feel like people would be... I feel a real harsh on Sundberg, being like, he needs to be a better actor. I'm like, the kid's 15.
Yeah.
He's also not an actor.
Take his top off.
I think people need to be a bit harsher, a bit less harsh on Sundberg.
Yeah. Remember when we had the good times? But the good times, Sundberg? back in 2016 and you thought I was a superhero.
You took your top off, remember?
That
we could do it again.
Dad, stop it.
And then we'll go fishing. I'll spear some fish.
I'll dynamite some fish for you. Bobby G, take on Alexa, Eva Doudrop feud. Doudrop becomes possessed, but not in a spooky way, but becomes Alexa's muscle right hand and starts to dominate the women's division, hopefully leaving this lily mess behind us.
Oh.
We can only hope for something good, right?
I mean, I don't see how those two disconnect from each other. Like, if Alexa is hypnotizing Doudrop to be her muscle, is she then going to be like, well, I don't need you anymore, Lily?
Yes.
Unless, okay, I'm going to take this, and this is why I win Fantasy Booking Warfare. Mm-hmm. So, Alexa possesses Doudrop to become her muscle and casts away Lily. But who should find her? Eva Marie. And Eva Marie and Lily become the new act.
The thing about, like, imagine if you sat on a voodoo doll of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't get up. Yeah.
Eden Drew, I've pledged a hammer. I've burged a mem. And now I have free beer coming for Friday night, Saturday morning. Now it's time for my first Ultra Chat. In my opinion, this is the worst SummerSlam card since I've been watching. Do you kind gents agree?
Is it the worst SummerSlam? No, there's surely been
SummerSlam cards. Late noughties.
Gotta be much some of the worst than this.
But thank you very much, Eden, for doing all those.
Smack is 88, Evil Marie.
It's worth it for that.
Yeah.
Anton Triple H, as a Chicagoan, I can confirm Noon Whistle has excellent beer. Highly recommended. Also attending Rampage this Friday. Expecting it to be the loudest wrestling show of all time.
For you, I hope, if he's not there.
We'll be doing live reactions here on Friday night. Caddy and Lord, missed Raw but watched Dark Elevation and it was a fun show.
I mean, cool. Oh, hot tag, sorry. Do you actually want a hot tag? So cool. Charles Burke's got the poor review, but I haven't got a picture.
Oh.
It's hard to do now.
We haven't quite worked that out yet, Charles.
Snoop is a sweet hyper labradoodle who really wants to show this circle he found that he goes boing. 11 out of 10 nicknames, Snoopaloop, Snoopadooper, Captain Curl, Rizma. Happy to see you handsome boys back together again. Jam that jam, pet that dog. Rich, it's in the support inbox if you can grab it from there for
us. It's weird when you just, it's kind of weirdly like, what are you doing? When you read it out with no dog picture.
And if you haven't got that picture, you can just put up Jackson Ryker.
Yeah. Go for Jackson Ryker.
Renee Portner says, Luke, I want to know that I voted for you over Denise with the same enthusiasm that compelled me to vote for Biden over Trump.
Take that, state of American politics. You need a megastar. You need The Rock.
This is from 69 Intangible Sadie Deegan, missed from last night. Hey, pretty boys, had a first date today. Was nervous, but watching y'all calm me down. Thank you so much. Love you all. Can't wait for summer streams.
It's a stream party. Let us know how the date went.
Please do. Pete, Ollie's little Pete, was on his dating app last night texting
what
ladies.
A randy little man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you see how many messages he has as well?
No.
It's like swimming in it.
Really?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh.
Chris Dunn. Really annoyed me. I don't know why that annoyed me.
Chris Dunn. Chris Dudley just became a pledge hammer.
Nice.
Hey,
one,
well done. Bacon Rasher. Hey, lads. Even Dave can't talk about Raw anymore. He's had enough. Deez and SRS didn't want to either. I watched the inside of my eyelids instead of Raw. Not watching this rubbish. 1 to 4 a.m. Don't even record anymore. What were BT Sport thinking? Jam that jam. I'll tell you what they were thinking, Bacon Rasher. They thought they were going to get a good TV show. That will draw in ratings. That doesn't. Zach Beard the Pirate, I nominate the Mayor of Painesville Dan for the WrestleTalk Hall of Fame. He's displayed unmatching range via having a big one, and his Quizzlemania chat that stirred up Wale and Sam Roberts. The man is a legend.
So it's true, yeah.
So Sean hadn't seen the Sam Wale stuff, and someone brought it up in a chat to them, and he was like, what is this? I haven't seen it. And because I told Denise about it last week, she relayed the information back, and she just said it was between Wale and Sam. And then he was like, yeah, someone sent an Ultra Chat about the comments he made about Bianca Belair. And he went, Sam Roberts! And she was like, yeah, and he's like, oh, I've got to go check this out. I've got to go watch this now.
Amazing.
MDon 11, how confident is Ollie about the next round of fantasy booking? Secondly, what is better, Raw or Denise's Royal Rumble? Oh, love geez. The work. Yes, I converted from Australian dollars.
God, what's at least I like Denise.
Yeah.
So I'd go for Denise's booking. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's how bad Raw's got them, folks. Who have I got in the next round? It's
me.
Not you.
It's me.
No, I thought.
No, it's me.
What?
I don't know why they didn't. Well, I think what Adam and Laurie thought is that if it's me and you on either side of the brackets, we're like Omega and Paige, and people yes. might just fudge the voting, so it's me and you in the final. So
it's me versus you.
It's me versus you in the semi-finals for the winners to go on to the final to face either Laurie Sullivan, Stephen Larson, and the Intangibles.
God damn. Wow. Okay. It's going to be big.
Or not. Martin Harmon, hey guys, great to see you back in the studio. Brings a smile to my face. Also, Ollie, your hair is looking great.
Thank you, Martin.
The intangible one, Cliff Beard, said, seeing you two back in the office together brings us back in time or 2 years ago. Warms my heart. So on another good note, now that you're together again, no more internet freezing, you guys. Chris Dudley, so great you're back in person. I remember your first live set together, which was basically a closet with a bunch of t-shirts hanging up in the background. Good times, love you guys.
Yeah.
Mark Mayhew, that's a long time viewer. Hey lads, lovely to see the return of The Office. Can't wait for this Friday for a potential return on Rampage. But I know we're all awaiting the return of alternate camera angles to the podcast. They didn't even get a 3 week push. So we listened to the audience. And the audience did not like changing
they're
angles.
Wrong. It's a much better look for the show. But hey, you're the authority figures.
I actually, when I was trying to find Thingy's messages about Juventud Guerrera, I was watching some old episodes, right, trying to find my timestamps and stuff. And I caught the episode after that Raw episode where we did the changing camera angles. You're so salty about people not liking it. Like, we both are a little bit. You're like, yeah, people didn't like it, even though it's how all TV is made.
Yeah. Yes!
Jesse Venable. Can't believe how happy it makes me to see you guys back in studio together, enjoying a little bit of the bubbly. Oh. My daughter was about to be born when I found WrestleTalk in 2016, and now she starts kindergarten. Truly been fun watching this channel grow to PFK, no roll bars. Son and Suspect 00, it's so nice to see you guys back together. Much prefer this reunion than RK-Bro. I agree with Ollie, it was all a bit meh. Manny Omega, the boys are back. Don't cry, Omega, don't cry. Jam that jam, yeet or be yeeted. Luke's, you weren't my first cameo, Manny. Manny said, I've been subscribed since the WrestleTalk TV days.
Oh, wow.
Bobby Stevens, when are we getting the That's What Makes It Sexy merch? Jam that jam. There are the women who want to be me.
Stop
and
it,
I'm the men who can't see me.
Sable. Oh, God, can you look any more bored? Mm.
That's what makes it sexy. Kevin, finally, the boys have come back. Oh. I'm so happy that you guys can review this dump of a show in person again so we can have a lovely time with the boys. Remember when that was the WrestleTalk catchphrase before Pete invented jam that jam?
Luke just changed Andy to Pete. Remember when this was the WrestleTalk catchphrase before Andy invented jam
no,
that
no,
jam?
No, it says Pete because Pete invented jam that jam. Good going, Pete.
Thank you, everybody, ever so much for joining us here.
Yeah.
Back in the studio set. I think this was a bit clunky, which there's charm on the first one, but we will endeavour to make it a bit slicker going forward.
I think so.
But this was nice to join you all. Do the rest of the schedule coming up.
Oh, this week, bloody hell. Well, tomorrow it's going to be the NXT podcast and SummerSlam 2021 predictions. It's Laurie versus Pete for the title, but I'm there because I've also got my jam in the jar and it's a race to the bottom between Ollie and Adam for who is coming bottom of Wrestle League to have to do the next punishment video. Yeah. So there's a lot at stake at this weekend SummerSlam. Then on Thursday, the AEW review in studio with these two handsome fellas. Then on Friday, no magazine show with Denise this week because she's in Las Vegas for SummerSlam. Instead, we're going to watch WrestleMania X8 and then watch possibly SmackDown and Rampage, maybe just Rampage, which we're very much looking forward to because there might be a little return there. Also on Saturday, it's the SummerSlam live reactions. Then on Sunday, it's the SummerSlam review in studio and then the live reactions remotely for NXT TakeOver Doopy-Doo, whatever the one is called.
Death knell.
Yeah, oh yeah, taped for TV. Also, head on over to beer52.com/wrestle because not only is this show sponsored by it, the whole bloody week, SummerSlam, the streamiest part of the summer, is sponsored by beer52.com/wrestle. UK viewers only, get yourselves not one, not two, not five, not 12, but 10 free craft beer on us. It should be here with you by the weekend if you order it today. Thank you once again to John for our amazing new theme song. We absolutely love him. He's a really, really nice guy. I'm going to go for a pint with him at some point soon. I also find this very weird because I feel like I'm also presenting. Usually, when we do the podcast intro and outro, we're sort of chatting away. In fact, if anything, I used to sit like this. I used to just like sit
straight at me,
straight at you, so I could just have a chat with you. But now I'm conscious of my terrible framing. Over that way.
That doesn't look good.
So I've got to like move my chair around. But I don't want to be like talking to the camera because that's not what the podcast is. The podcast is me and you talking.
But now we've got Membergs who watch this.
Yeah, but it's...
So we talk, what about the... Are we going to talk to the Membergs?
But we're talking to the podcast listeners. Remember, we don't want to separate church and state. How did you find 50K Day apart from tiring?
It was really nice. It was fun, but yeah, over maybe in a day or two. Once I've slept tonight, not like didn't sleep, but I had to be up early, as we all did, to watch Raw. The grind continues.
Yeah,
I'm so thankful that we've got lovely fans who are like, even though they achieved the goal that we set to watch another WrestleMania, and then they all realized with us that's too late.
Yeah.
And they were like, just go home, guys.
Just as WrestleMania X7 started, and we were like, oh, yeah, we'll be done by 11. And Abby sent me a message being like, you know, it's 3 hours 45, right? That's actually a midnight finish. And I was like, oh, no. That means it's like a 3:30 finish with X8. Mm-hmm. And then I've got to drive home.
No, it would have been, I think X8 was like 4 hours 15.
Oh, gross. Rubbish. Okay.
Why? Yeah. What? When you said you calculated...
Have I still got my calculations for this? Hold on. Hold the phone. Have I got any of this? I have. Look. Cool. Look at this. Like, so there. 3 o'clock. WrestleMania 14.
Okay.
Then that'll take you to 6 o'clock. Because there's like a 2 hour, but that would give you a break as well. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. Another 3 hour show. That takes you to 9 o'clock. Then that one's a bit longer.
Yes.
That takes you to midnight. So that there, that 4 shows, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because then with X7, that then takes you to 7:15. So my maths was right. What do you mean, what? Like that X7, if X7 is 3.5 hours, which it is, that takes you to 3:30.
Yeah. So we obviously that's starting at 3 p.m.
Yes.
So, and we started at 11.
Yes.
So you minus 4 hours from that.
Yeah. Go for it.
So we would be starting WrestleMania X8 in this scenario at 11:30. But we would have still finished at 4 a.m.
Well, yes, but that was also because of the stretch goal. And also, I thought we were doing this at home. It was before we'd made the decision that we were going to do it in person in the office. Yes. And at home, it would have been a bit easier.
I'm just thankful.
Are you now?
Thankful for the fans for letting us go home.
Yeah,
well within their rights to say, no, wait a second. We passed the goal you set.
Yeah, you asked us to do this.
And they achieved it with aplomb.
Absolutely they did.
213 members.
Yeah.
That's great.
We only asked for 200. I'm very tired. Also, that pizza made me feel very, very ill. I had to do multiple trips to the toilet during X7.
You had a vom-vom.
I did have a bit of a vom-vom. It was not good. My tum-tum just couldn't handle it.
Is it all the deliciousness in the stuffed crust?
Who knows what it was? But it's like, I think this is the first time I've eaten Domino's in like maybe 2 or so years.
Since the last time you did one of these.
Probably. Then my stomach was like, the hell is this, man? What are you eating?
whoa. Where's the salad? We need to evacuate this as quickly as possible.
Exactly.
Like little bacteria smash through the stomach ceiling glass thing.
There's no falafel in this. This isn't a falafel and hummus bowl.
Vegan chicken nuggets. You guys can stay. The rest of this, get the hell out.
Out you get. Anyway, we've got to draw this to a close. Otherwise, we're going to be late for our show. Davis, it was wonderful doing this podcast with you again in person. We'll try and do it for a bit longer next time. But first day back, I had to get through all the technical issues. And producer Richie G was, always chatting away.
Yeah.
Chatting away about things.
Didn't shut up.
Oh, so Rich, I'm trying to do work here, mate. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Take care. I love you. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.